Well, you've been singing really well this evening, and I commend in particular those who have just had a carol service over the road. It's a wonder that you've got any puff left, but we've still got one or two more carols to go, so do give it all that you have got. My thanks to those who've come up the front here this evening and have done the Bible readings that have enabled us to listen to the Christmas story. What a wonderful story it is. Now, I'd like to just speak for a few moments, and I've got a picture that will appear on the screen to help me with my little talk. Now, you all recognize this lady. She is our queen. She is the one who reigns over us. But she won't be reigning over us forever, and there will come a time when her son takes over, Charles, and there will come a time when this very popular young man becomes king. He will then reign over us, and I suppose there will come a day when this little fella will become our king. Now, I do hope that I haven't got this wrong. I didn't check it, and I ought to have checked it, but I think his name is George. Have I got that right? Well, good. Thank you. We have a queen who reigns over us. But I want to talk about kings tonight rather than queens. Now, what do we expect of a king? Well, I want to suggest to you that we expect three things of a king. Firstly, we expect him to be of royal descent. So, Charles and William and George, they all fit the bill, don't they? They qualify to be king or kings in the future. Now, I can't become king. I don't think there's anyone here will have an outside chance of becoming king because we're not part of the family tree. We're not of royal descent. We sung a little bit this evening about a man by the name of David. Did you capture David's name in some of the songs? David was the first great king of Israel. But the prophet said that there would come a king who would reign on David's throne forever, or would establish his throne forever. And as we've seen tonight from the readings and from the carols, that person was Jesus Christ. You would expect a king, firstly, to be of royal descent, but secondly, you would expect a king to reign over a people. And now our queen, she reigns over the people, doesn't she, of the United Kingdom. Well, Jesus was born to reign over a people. Let me read you some verses from Luke's Gospel. The angel said to Mary, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob, or the house of Israel, forever. His kingdom will never end." Jesus will reign over a great family of people. And the wonderful thing is that we can be part of this great family. We can be part of the family of Israel or the family of Jacob. Now, Jesus' kingdom, which he reigns over, doesn't have geographical boundaries. But Jesus does reign in the hearts and lives of men and women who have submitted themselves to his authority. Now, I'm one of those people, and there are others here tonight who have submitted their lives to King Jesus. And he will reign over us, and we will worship him forever, because his kingdom is an eternal kingdom. we shall be with him forever in heaven. What things do we expect to be true of a king? Well, thirdly, we would expect a king to be paid homage to. Now, here's a picture of our queen, and some of you will have noticed almost straight away what it is that she's walking on, a red carpet. It's put out, isn't it? Almost everywhere that she goes. And when people meet her, they bow or they curtsy because of who she is. There are lots of little stories that make up the Christmas story. And we had read to us tonight the story of the Magi, or the wise men, who travelled from afar in order to bring their gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh to Jesus. They believed him to be a king, a great king, but not just any king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the Bible tells us that they worshipped him. We wouldn't worship our queen, though we might bow to her, though we might curtsy to her and give her gifts. But Jesus, well, he was God become man, or God become baby. And it was fitting, it was appropriate that these men should worship him. Three things that we would expect to be true of a king. One, that he be of royal descent. Two, that he reign over a people. Three, that he be paid homage to. The title of my talk tonight is Born to be a King. But as we read the scriptures, as we sing the carols, we see that Jesus was and is no ordinary king. As I've already said, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Even as we sit here tonight, I believe that he reigns on high in heaven, where the angels surround his throne and never cease to sing his praise. But you know, the really amazing thing about this great king is this: that he left the glory of heaven in order that he might come into this world, not to be served, but to serve. Isn't that amazing? The King of Kings came into our world not to be served, but to serve. And he did something particularly wonderful in order to serve you and to serve me, indeed to serve the world. He allowed himself to be taken and hung upon a cross just outside the city walls of Jerusalem. And there upon the cross he suffered an humiliating death, an agonizing death. Can you imagine? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the creator of the whole universe, allowing himself to experience such a death. But he did so in order that he might serve fallen mankind. I believe that he died upon that cross so that we, who have got things wrong time and time again in the sight of a holy God, can be forgiven. We can have our sins washed away and be at peace with God. And you know, when we receive this Jesus, who we've been singing about tonight, as our King and as our Saviour, we gain entrance into the family of God. We gain entrance into the kingdom of God. And remember, it's a kingdom that shall last forever. All the kingdoms of this earth, they all come and they all go. All the great empires of this world, they won't be around forever. But Jesus shall reign on his throne and establish his kingdom forever. And the good news at this Christmas time is that we can be a part of it. This is the lovely Christmas message that we love to tell.